show he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. For he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, a lot of our struggle when it comes to outward work in the word is simply because of what we think. How our minds. Have you ever known somebody that begins to build by inspiration only? Only to get wrapped up and caught up and not able to fulfill what God called them to do. An assignment is aborted because most of the time when God speaks to our spirit, we have a hard time building it in our mind. If you're going to change your life, your mindset has to change. It's not enough to be spiritual, but can't put that in a natural way. Are you with me? I think we all know that now. We realize that. I want to talk to you tonight. The way I word it is the developing mind of a breakthrough believer. The developing mind. Because the mind has to keep developing. There's no one time where you put it there and that's it. It's developing. You're constantly renewing your mind to what your spirit knows. How do we do that? Because you know if you don't do that, you'll never actually change. We'll never change. We'll say, we know this is right. We know God says to do this. But in actuality, we do it once or twice. Whenever you do something and it's short-lived, it's not in you. And some of you don't know the difference between a want and a desire. Desire is a deep word. A want is mental. Oh, I would like to see the youth to go and be at the ramp. But see, you want and you would like will be arrested by circumstances. But desire will press beyond that. When you desire, you want something, it's two different things. And some of you, you realize that, man, I got to get this in my mind. God already told me what to do. I've had the word. I'm sitting there, but Lord, get this thing in my mind. Because only in your mind will you begin to act out. Amen. Consistently.
Yeah.
When it ain't in your mind, that means that you haven't done your homework. We know what Romans 12 and 2 says. I ain't got to even turn there. Don't be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you already saved. God already came into your life, Romans, but Paul was saying, listen, if you don't change your mind, the only person to know you saved is yourself. And some of us were stuck. Because our minds are not developing at the pace of the spiritual food you're getting. And it can be frustrating. When somebody come to you and put a demand on you that spiritually you're not prepared for. When somebody expect you to do something that you have not prepared for spiritually. Just like before, I know some of you, when I used to tell y'all when you first got here, some of y'all got to come off the job. Mentally, you would fight. You resist it. Why? You never heard it before. But after the word and you growing, not it ain't so much of me because I'm saying the same thing. But you enlarge your capacity. You begin to put it in your mind. Your hunger in your spirit and your will begin to pull down that wrong thinking. And you begin to put what God was saying into your mental state. And it's causing you to begin to act. You're starting to believe. You're starting to say, you know what? There is a church that's rising. You're starting to believe that God is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. You're starting to believe that we can transform cities and impact nations. Why? Because not the word has not changed. But you take what's happening in your spirit, and now you begin to do that. You make it reality by putting it in your mind. Are you with me? Amen. There's one thing that causes this to happen. And this is what I want to spend most of the night on tonight, your will. Not the devil, not God, but your will. When you talk about your will, there's one saying that comes to my mind, Rev. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Because if you sit on this side and here go the devil, you remember when Paul would say, when I would do good, evil was always present? And he said, we'll be sitting there. You know why he would say that? Because there was a battle inside of him that his will had to choose, where is he going to go? There's some truth to that little devil on the side and the angel. Which side will you go? The devil will never infringe himself on you, but God will not either. Your will pull. Believe it's in James where he said, you're lured away by your own lust. Your own, not from God, not from the devil. Your own. Where's that own? That's your will. That's your will. So the mindset, this breakthrough believer that's developing their mind is always going to come into spiritual renewal because they know that the mind is another word for manifestation. Some of us are frustrated because we don't see enough manifestation. You're doing something, but you're not. But some of us were building by design or building by inspiration and not design. You get inspired, you hear a song, or you get your music going, or you hear the word. See, that's just building because something got to spark you. When you desire it and you will to see it, it's a different type of determination there. You don't need people to wake you up. You don't need people to do this. You don't need nobody to come. If nobody come, you'll go. Why? Because it's inside of you. What is the developing mind of breakthrough believers? They begin to change things. Are you with me? Let me tell you why a lot of times your will has chosen to go not the way God is saying. There's a lot of reasons, but I'll give you a few common reasons, just practical reasons why it's like, you know, God is saying one thing, you know you should be doing it, and it's not a matter of sin in the sense of I'm outright going. It's a matter of being weak. Yeah. Because sometimes you can lose the battle because you just don't know what to use. You don't know that the enemy is coming in, but it's not about the enemy because the devil can't even get to somebody who will want to go with God. And the question tonight when it comes to your mind is, how bad do you want it? Some of you are deceived because I can sit and talk to you and I could tell you something like this, an example. Oh, you want that so bad. If I want something bad enough, it'll consume you. You don't get up in the morning and take 3 days and forget about it. You don't want that. You don't want that. When you want something bad enough, you do things that other people don't do. Why? Because your desire begins to leak out. Your will can always be seen. Have you ever seen somebody that they do something all the time? They're always in the gym. They're always doing this. And they're constantly doing it over and over. That's because that's what they want. Has nothing to do with God or the devil. It's their will. Our wills have to want to line up with what God is doing. That's why we don't try to convince you to come out and do things. And some of you still, can you imagine some of us are still wrestling with, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. I still, just like I just said, okay, the tear conference now, I'm not preaching for nothing. But some of our mental state is still, well, I'll come when I can. If I can't make it, I won't. Your will says, I got to go eat because God is laying a table for me. This is the last day. It's not about coming to church. It's about me eating food that's going to nourish. If I go out, see, this is why I don't even like, sometimes I don't even want to talk to certain people until you get in a certain place because you don't want it enough. You ever talk to somebody halfway and they're not out on the water like you? It'll get you frustrated because they're too cautious. And here you are, you say, man, this is all I got. And you're talking about you can pick and choose. I don't have no pick and choose. Either you get on here or you go back. It'll frustrate you. Why? Because their will says, I'll do both. I'll be in the church and sometime I'll come. Hey, I'll do this. I'll be like that. God said your will, you expose your own motives. And that regular American Christianity will make you think, guess what? You're saved because you're safe. You don't have to grow. You just got to be safe. Be holy. That's all you need. I ain't doing what Jerry Springer them doing, so I'm all right. I'm growing. Some of you, if you will be honest with yourself and ask yourself, how much have you grown since last year? How much have you grown? It's 2011. We pump it up all last year. Kingdom Agenda 2011. Now, how much have you really grown in the first quarter? How much really spiritually, naturally, financially, emotionally, how much have you really grown? And that'll give you an indication of your will. Because when you deal with a man's will, oh my goodness, it's a strong force. That's why you can go to the projects, I don't care where they live at, they're here done. That's why you can go to the projects, you're still going to see SUVs. Because it's a will. They want to do that. They don't have to have money. They want to do that. That's why you do what you exactly what you want to do. What God is saying is I need some people now that will develop their mind like breakthrough believers that will say, you know what? My will is to do his will. See, you have to choose to do that. Pick up your cross and follow him. You can't do that by keep holding on to what you think. If your mental capacity is weak, you'll never, ever be able to get to where God wants you to go. Regardless of what he speaks to you, you got to be strong mentally. You got to be built up mentally because there's always going to be things that come at you in the mind. I can't tell you how many times, you know, on my personal journey of going up, man, I can't tell you. Good people. But as soon as I'm about to launch out into something I know God, even the good people turn bad. They don't know. They don't mean no harm. But they don't understand. This is where God is wanting. They'll even pull you back in the boat. Even good people will do that. Good people. They'll pull you back. They won't tell you that. And again, these are people that won't. They ain't trying to hurt you. They ain't purposely doing it, so you don't point it to them. You don't even let them know. But you got to say, I got to do this. I got to go with God because I want to see what's out there. I want to test the waters. I want to go. I'm not talking about just taking risks to be out there and say I'm a Christian. I'm talking about saying, God, we're tired of seeing things as normal. We need to see something happen different. If something is going to change, we got to change. Where is it going to change in your mind? Some of you wonder why it's so, you know, why people in the apostolic can be so driving. It's because you got, it's only one way with certain things. If you go in here just, yeah, well, how's things going? And yeah, we'll be praying for you. And you do that, we'll be that. Before you know it, them people done strip you down of all God told you to do. You wouldn't even know yourself. They'll have you preaching. Like I feel when I go to certain radio stations, they want you to, they want you to limit the time. Then they come from that. Then they try to tell you how radio works. Then they try to tell you, why don't you let the announcer say it instead of you? Because the people are used to their voice. So if you listen to people like that, guess what? All of your and what God put in you will be gone. And this is why you got to make sure that your will is God's will. Your will. What is your will? And this is the thing I want y'all to ask yourself tonight. If you're going to develop your mind, what is your will? You got to separate that. You know, sometimes I be wanting things that God don't want. That ain't God. I can't get up here and just start talking stuff that I like. Y'all can tell the difference. When I go into stories about football, I know y'all know the difference. These are examples, but I'm talking about something I want and God wants. But at some point, your will has to merge to what God wants. Or you'll never see your destiny come to pass. When I come up here and I tell y'all about doing crusades and why we doing them, y'all know we're not just doing this. I'm not telling y'all to come off the job so we can have 20 people going out on crusades just to say we got a big staff. We're not doing that. We're going out here so that we can continue to touch lives at a greater measure. This is what God is saying to do. So if your mind tell you, well, my ministry is a little bigger than this now, let them do that. It's too common. The devil will have you overlooking the most unlooked harvest field in the whole world. You looking for a big bang. God's saying, I just want you to talk to the neighbor. Yeah. The question is not who's who. The question is, what do you want to do and what do I want to do? That's what God is asking us. You want to do ministry. I want to change lives. Where did you get that from? The way we were brought up. Get your own church. Get your own ministry. None of y'all want a church like that, but I'm just saying, get your own ministry so people can, you can bless people. Most of the ministries we'll start, they're already there. And we'll be thinking we're doing something new. Why? Because our will has to merge to God's will. Are y'all with me? Let me give you some reasons. Why? And these are not necessarily negative reasons why things don't come to pass when it comes to what you know God told you. Talking about mental. Why things don't happen. It's a lot of different reasons. These are not all negative reasons. But I'm going to tell you why when you pray to God and you got it in your spirit and why it does not come to pass once you receive the package. Because now God gives you the word. Mm-hmm. Now it has to be worked out through what? We say your will. Yeah. You have to want to work out the word to bring it to pass. Let me give you a few reasons why it don't work out. Number one, we said earlier, because of lack of mental strength. You never can bring God's destiny out without mental strength. You got to push it. That's why when you go and you get tired, you sit up in here for 2 hours. I know this happened. I don't know if it happened in here, but it may. You'll say, oh, I'm tired. Then you'll go home and don't even go to sleep. Yeah. Mental toughness. That's right. Pastor, preach. Go ahead, for 2 hours. Let me just take it. That's what I do when I go to Malaysia. I can't sleep. I want to intake everything. I just want to intake. I can't get no close to the man than sitting on his lap because I want to intake everything. I want to be sharp. I want to make sure that everything is good every single day for 2 weeks because that's my church. I want to make sure that my spirit is grabbing stuff. And some of you wonder why, you know, as I was telling some of y'all yesterday, or I don't know, you know, Anthony, or we all in the office about the quotes. You think those quotes are mine. They're not mine. They always come from somebody else because you listen. You can hear. You grab people's spirit and you grab it. You know, and when I first got started, Kenneth Hagin, I got it. You read his books. You don't have to ever see him. You just grab it. You get a hold of it. The things that he said that meant you got it right there. You ain't never had to meet him, even though we did meet him. Pastor Gu, you got it. You don't have to get close. You got his spirit. Why? The way you anticipating them. You grabbing his spirit. When they talk, your posture, you got it. John Maxwell, boom, you can grab. These are not people that necessarily are doing kingdom work, but God using them. You ever seen a gift like that where people can explain stuff? How many of y'all know Miles Monroe? Yeah. There's nobody can talk about the kingdom like that man. The way he explains it, but I can read his books and you get the concept. Never seen him, but you grab it. That's how you begin to grab the spirit of a man without him knowing. You don't have to know. You don't have to say, well, I was a part of this ministry. The ministry that he is to build the body. It's not necessarily for you to come join him. You can begin to connect with people like that. But if you have no mental strength, you won't do it. You'll get in there and say, oh, Mike Murdoch, he's dead. Which is true. But there's a little side of him. Let me get that. Let me just get that part of him. You know, and just like we say, you could tell Creflo Dollar, you could tell TDJ, you can call all these names, but none of us can say we didn't get something in the spirit from them. Regardless of how crooked they are now, somewhere down the line, you had a Creflo Dollar CD. Somewhere down the line, T.D. Jakes looked at you and you was like, "That you own it." Somewhere down the line, when we were growing, I don't know about you, that's why. But see, the thing was, you connected with the part that was pure. You can't do that if you're not mentally tough. The flaws will run you away before you get all the water that needs to go in. That's why you shouldn't open up your mouth too quick about people. Because you'll talk yourself out of the peace that God want to give you. You'll say they fault. They don't need, they don't have none. You better make sure they're all the way false. Because they still carrying something. Remember when David said, touch not thy anointed. He didn't touch Saul because of the honor that was on them. I'm not touching them. You do what you got to do, but I'm not touching them. I don't care what y'all say, but I'm not touching that man. I don't care where his fallen state, I'm not touching him. Why? Because mentally, when you're strong, you stay in the posture when you have every avenue not to. And so many believers don't break through in their mind to the manifestation. You know why? Because they don't know how to do that. You're not mentally strong. You can't take nothing. You can't take something. You know, it's easier said than done, because some of y'all will say that, and as soon as somebody say something, you want to know, well, why did he say that? It don't matter. I mean, I don't even want to hear all that. Let them just go on with all that. They misunderstand. It don't matter. Why you even want to know that? That's because something in you still pulling. You want to explain why this and all. Listen, talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. They got to talk about you. They got to do this. Why? Because God will allow this for you to be mentally strong. You never can break through if you're not mentally strong. You're made in these times. I can't tell you how many times, you know, leaving the church, when we left the church and all these people there, you got to keep that thing mentally. No. If you married, you don't let your wife talk like that. Because sometimes women can go, no, baby, we'll keep it right here. Just stop right there. Let's quench this right here. Just chill out. We'll kill this right here. If you got an offense, leave it. But hold that thing right there. Don't get into that talking, because talking brings life. And before you know, you believing. You're eating the apple, Eve and Adam. You better hold it. Baby, don't say that. Men do the same thing. If your husband is talking so much, you do the same thing. Just hold that, because it sounds like you offended. If you want to correct something, that's one thing, but you're too huffy and puffy about it. They offended you. All right, deal with the offense, because you dealing with the offense is going to progress you mentally. If you don't do that, you'll never be strong. All of the strength, the drive, come through when Pastor Lisa and I left that church. People don't know what we're doing, the pastor doing all this stuff, and you're thinking, you just out here. But the drive, you gain that mentally, because that's all you got. Let me grab a hold of that. I know God. See, that's when you know God. Other than that, you can't talk. You just want a blessing. You cannot do that without being mentally strong. A lot of people don't go to the distance that God wants them to do. They don't develop the mind of breakthrough thinking. Breakthrough believers, they never become a breakthrough believer. Why? Because mentally they're weak. No matter how strong you are spiritually, if mentally you can't pull it down, it ain't going to happen. If every little weather can control you, it get hot, or we out here at the crusade. it get hot, and then you start worrying all the ants. Well, what am I going to do? So you can't work with people like that. Okay, you sweating. Okay, that's life. We out here for an agenda. Mentally, you push beyond that. I know y'all think that's small, but it's not. Stuff like that, you push beyond that. You ain't good until you get a friend that irritates you. And they don't even know they irritate you. You don't even like them. And they 20 years you working on. They don't even know that. Because your love for them. But in other words, when I say you don't like, if you had to pick them, it wouldn't have been them. It definitely wouldn't have been them. But because you've learned that you grow and you build with people, it's caused you mentally to overlook the minor stuff to say, you know what? Because me and you together, we can do more. If you're not mentally strong, every little thing somebody do, well, she did this, he did this, I did this, he did this. Why you said this about my son? Why you go over this like your son any different? Your child, somebody mistreats your child. So what? What happens? You just go over that. You learn, you build. You don't ruin a relationship for 4 years. 10 years over something that your son said, a scrape on his back, a bloody nose. When you're carnal, you do that. Well, why you did that? Even if they're wrong, am I going to disown my own brother over money? If my dad leaves me more money than E, am I going to disown him for money? No. Drop the money because it's more valuable. It's not worth that. No strife. You strife will breed in people who are not mentally strong. Because you can always, it's like a pickup. You're sensitive. Everything, somebody, you pick it up. You don't even reason with people. People are different. They come from different walks. People don't smile like you may smile. They may not be all joyous like you. But every time somebody don't do something you think they ought to do, guess what you do? You make assumptions. You say, "Oh, they don't like me." You ever been around people like that? They don't know you. What do you mean they don't like you? They don't even know you. That assumption comes because mentally you rather give up than to push. It's easier to just say, "Man, they off." They didn't want to do that. Why? Because it's more harder for you to push through to say, you know what? This might be something I don't understand here. Let me find out where my boundaries are. Even if I can't do nothing, let me do all I can do. Let me do that. Let me help. That's what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to help people, build them. I don't want to go to Eric's house and tear his family up. I want to help him. I don't go to Rosario and try to tear her down. I want to help her. If I can't help her, then I pull back. But I'm not going to be a part of the thing that just hurting and pushing all that. I'm not talking about truth. I'm talking about when you know something is wrong and you ain't in the right position to tell people that. But you will tell them under pressure. When you get mad, anytime somebody says something about you as a retaliation, it's not right. Mentally, they're not strong. What are we talking about you? You can talk about me in a little bit, but I'm talking about you. That lets you know they don't want to hear that. Are you with me? Mentally, you got to be strong if you're going to do it. Are you with me? Let me give you another reason why the mind does not break through to manifest. The strength of the prophetic word, the strength of the word you got did not permeate your spirit. The strength of the word. That's why when people prophesy to you, it's got to be people of stature. When people of stature talk to you, it hits your spirit and it causes you to move. That's the kind of relationship God wants with ministry gifts. That's why when we was in Africa, the things that I said, even though I'm just being myself, it was hitting their spirit and they were running with it. Didn't take long. They were gone. Pastors, they were taking it and running. They were doing it. It was like miracles was happening. Why? A lot of people don't able to break mental barriers. They're not able to get over free in the mind because when they receive a prophetic word, it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough. It don't hit your spirit. You let that word stay in your mind. Some of y'all now, y'all, that's why we don't do it that much now. I don't even want it to be going on that much because some of you think it's just casual. Yeah, I got a word. No, you guys sit down and listen to this. I mean, it's a word. It's a word from God. I'm not going to minimize this. But see, some of us, we don't do that. The strength of the prophetic word that hits your spirit, if it's weak, it won't go nowhere. That's why I don't let everybody lay hands on you. Because whatever they speak into you, their strength will hit you. Sometimes they can speak to you confusion. They don't even know, and they speak into you confusion. The strength of the prophetic word that's released into your spirit, that's how you'll know it's strong to carry you. You know, there are things when I go to Dr. David and I sit down, after those 2 weeks, y'all know, you're going to another level. Get back from Africa, we go into another level. Something going to go lifting. Why? Because I'm going to receive to do. A lot of that has to do with your mental capacity. Yeah. A lot of that has to do with you breaking through. God not going to send me to Africa to just preach. So we about the kingdom business. I'm looking for doors to open. Yeah. I'm looking for doors to break every barrier. Yeah. That's why we go everywhere. That's why we're doing crusades. We're not going places just to be going. We're going so God can build us up. But you got to make sure that when you hear a prophetic word, it hits your spirit and you begin to do. Some of y'all hear a word and your God waters it down. You hear a word about what you ought to do. Some of you do this. And then you say why you heard the word. Somebody gave you the word and then you question it. Well, yeah, but. Well, you didn't get it. That's right. I need some money. Okay, here you go. Yeah, but where you get that $10 from? Man, you ain't want no money. That's how some of you sound. You know why? Because when the prophetic word come into you, you're not receiving it. You don't receive it. But the gift of prophecy is to help push us into the future. That's an encourager. It builds you. That gift, when you hear about it, it's a refreshing gift to push you into where you're going. So though you may be down in the ruck now, it says, you know what? You're going here. Don't look at this now. Let me prophesy you out of here. Let me give you a direction out. Though you're here, God, I'm telling you, God's about to do this. But some of us, when you're too common, you don't see it like that. You just think it's a word, somebody encouraging you. Prophecy is not like that. That's why I don't like to do it. Sometimes I do feel like some of you too familiar with it. Or just pastor just giving us a word like that. When you first start off, you get prophecies when the spirit come. The more you mature, somebody can just walk up to you and speak a word. You want it so bad, you grab that thing and run with it. Don't have to be in a church. So, and if you're real good, you can overhear somebody talking to somebody else and snatch it. Give me that. That's for me too. So you got to be a crumb snatcher. See, I know how that is when you got to overhear stuff. No, that's mine too. I'm taking that too. I'm receiving that. Your spirit start grabbing it. They ain't even got to be talking directly to you. But some of you get people talking directly to you. You still don't take it for granted. You still take it for granted. Are you with me? Another reason why your mind doesn't break through. Too many internal problems. Internal confusion. You got all this thing going on inside. The word comes in and it's choked out. Hits your spirit, but it can't get up internally. you're confused. It's not clear on the inside, so therefore you can't project something on the outside clear. That's why you got to worship. That's why you got to be pure with God. You got to go before God. You got to stop with your mind saying, "Lord, I want to serve you." Some of you still begging God. You want to? He know you. You already serving him. But say, tell God to keep making you clean on the inside. That's a cry that's daily. Lord, just create in me a clean heart. Take this stuff out of me. I don't want to be like this. Anything that's not like you. You cry out like that. Why? Because you know that if God is going to clean you up on the inside, the internal things, God looking at your heart. So that's why your heart got to be right. Internally, not wanting to do good by everybody, but flushing out the means to allow the word to permeate through your life. You can't do that with all this confusion. You're confused on the inside. Therefore, you can't give off no confusion when you're confused. It's clear. How does confusion come in? When it clashes with your God and God. God tell you at Impact, let's do crusades, let's build, let's get your spirit aligned. This is the kingdom transformation is now. I still don't believe y'all understand what kingdom transformation now means. Now. Right now, not tomorrow, not when I get there. Some of you still, well, I just, see, you don't understand. God's pace is not like man. The more you get with God, your spirit will begin to pump like that. The fact of the matter is you're not going to break through until your spirit get to a place where you just say, Lord, it's just you. I just want to see your will done. Other than that, you're not going to break through. You're going to come with little pieces from where you come at your life to how you think this should happen. Oh, well, I'll do it like this. Well, this is how I know to do it. I could tell you a clear way of what God is telling us to do here at Impact. The question is, are you doing your part? Spiritually, are you building daily, accelerating? That means fasting, praying, whatever God telling you to do to build your spirit at an accelerated level. You can't go home for 3 hours and watch TV and do that. Because something will say something. Let me go pray, or let me go read a book. Let me study. You can't go and do that all like 5-6 times a week. You just sit there and just let norm. You can't do that. Right. I'm not telling you you can't. I'm telling you if God is with you, you just can't do that. It doesn't work like that. You got to be building something. You got to be talking about God. You got to be lifting up God. Why? You become consumed with what God is doing. When it's internally confused, you know what you do? You go back and forth. World, God. World, God. World, God. I love you, Lord. And then next thing you know, when things don't happen right, you know what you do? You blame people. And now you want to make people water down the standard. Because you ain't mounting up. You can't do that. The standard is here, y'all. We're not going to change the world easy. We got, the salvation was free, but your destiny going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you everything. So you got to make sure that you play your role. You got to make sure that. Are you with me? Flush out these internal problems. You know how you do that? By praying in the spirit, getting that thing clogged out. Stop letting your mind tell you. You know what trips y'all up sometime? Trips us up. In our mind, our spirits will be praying or something, and our minds will tell our spirit. Stop doing that. Let your spirit just go loose. Let it loose. Just let it go. Pray what you think. Stop letting your mind tell you it's time to stop. What do you do now? Ain't nothing happening. The mind is still talking to you while your spirit is trying to free you. You got to get back to the old way of praying and praying until breakthrough come. You pray until something happens. You don't stop. You don't say, oh, an hour and that's it because pastor said an hour. When you need breakthrough, you just go. I ain't got no time. Where else I'm going? I ain't got no, I'm already in a blunder. I need God to break me through. So you pray until something happens. Flush out that internal confusion. Worship will flush it out. If you're not a person that worship, nothing will happen. Your heart will be too hard. I know people that's in the apostolic, man, they drive, but they don't have no tender heart for God. Like, man, what about God? You can't get and run off with God's ministry and don't know God. You're preaching but don't know God. You're saying what he says because you're picking up the Bible, but you don't know him. Internal confusion is what causes that. Just pick up the Bible because I'm the pastor and the Lord is just using me. Let me tell you, the Lord will use anybody. He'll use anybody. If you're in the right spot, he'll use you. You can say something good. But you getting to your destiny cannot be faked out. You're not going to do that when it comes to your destiny. You can go to every conference around America, but you cannot get to your destiny by just attending conference. Christ has to be formed in you. You got to grow in your spirit. You got to be aligned properly. Why? Because there is a place called there. Are you with me? Internal confusion is what stops people from manifesting when it comes to their breakthrough in the mind. All this stuff you flushing out, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, all this stuff. You got to flush all that out. God ain't thinking about all that. You hold on to that. That's why worship is, if you don't fall in love with God more than what your problem is, it's over. If you wait until your problem, God's going to just erase it, then you move forward, you're waiting a long time. You got to get to a place where you got to say, I'm getting a divorce. I'm done with you. And you move on. You never will see it just disappear until you begin to act. And that's why sometimes you got to be able to lead while you're bleeding. I know it don't sound popular because you want to be outright, but sometimes you could sit there and talk to people, minister to them, and you wonder, Lord, what about me? What about me? I'm sitting there praying for this man. Look, I'm seeing people, but what about me? And God taking you through something. He's teaching you. He's showing you, listen, you being used of me has not, I'm going to work you out. Yeah. Obviously, something still is caught up in you. I'm going to do this. You ain't going to do it.
Come on, Pastor.
And when you start thinking like that, the enemy will have you because you always want to systematically tell God. Y'all remember when Jesus, did he spit on the man's eye?
Yeah.
He spit?
On the ground.
Does that make any sense?
Strange.
That's God.
Yeah.
So how he brings you to where he's going to bring you, we don't know. Because
yeah.
The fact of the matter is we don't even know how we got here. All of us. We don't even know. Like, Lord, we're in this church and we actually like it. How did you do it? Think about it. How did he get us here? He was guiding us all along. He's sovereign. When you thought it was going to go that way, he was taking your hand. He was weaving. His sovereignty was pushing you. He was doing that. I know I wouldn't have been here. But God's hand was upon you. That's why I'm telling you, you got to make sure that as we continue to build, that God is continuing to do this. Because I'm telling you, as long as there's internal problem, you'll never, ever be able to work things out of your mind. The word will come in, but it'll get choked up. Because you're too confused. You're always dealing with this. The world tell you emotional problems. You keep listening to that if you want to. I got this problem. You better minimize these things. They're real. You deal with them, but don't make them big. The world will make you seem like, yeah, well, you know, Christians have problems like this too. Yeah, but we ain't going to sit there and have a big debate about it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you ain't going to get me like that. We're going to deal with this thing. And you got to get out of this thing of letting your mind take control. Pray until something happens. If you don't do that, when people start challenging you, you'll be so frustrated. Well, Pastor, how you expect me to do this? As soon as I say something, well, how long you been here? How long you think it should take? In your own way of looking at this. And most of us will say, guess what? We got wasted time underneath our belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. time that we should have been building, we weren't. It don't take 6 months to build a building. It don't even take 6 months, they'll have the food lined up. The church, 6 months is like 3 years for us, some of us. Well, I'm growing. Why? Because somewhere down the line, mentally, inside, you're confused. You're not clear what you ought to go after. When you're not clear, your day talks to you. You don't talk to your day. When you're not clear, you allow things to keep talking to you and they mean something when God said, don't let that mean nothing to you. Yeah. And you're still letting it bother you. You're still pulling it in. Then you ought to say, you know what? I need some breakthrough Friday night for this whole year until something happened. Yeah. See, because see, what God is doing, he's trying to pull us into more of him. So the situation is stopping you is actually your ticket to go forward. Yeah. The more you ignore that, the less you grow. So if you try to shout around it and jump around it and preach around it and sing around it and say, oh, this is not, Lord, why is this me? How can this happen? If you do that and you get all amazed at how could this happen to me? My children with cancer, you can say all the stuff you want to say instead of say, you know what? It's cancer, but it ain't nothing but a devil. And obviously God want me to walk through this. So I'm going to go ahead and start walking and I'm going to keep taking my steps because if I stay here too long, Abraham, it'll cause me to attract things that they ain't supposed to be there. You stay in one place too long. That's why you ought to love accountability. People that'll come, some of you don't like it because they touch them little sacred gods inside of you. But when you really love it, somebody will tell you something. You say, good Lord, I didn't even see it like that. Thanks, man. I didn't even look at that. Why? Because your hunger to want to go forward is more than you getting offended. But when you think you know the way, offense, you're going to always get it. Nobody can talk to you because you always want people to know you got it. That comes because internal confusion. You appreciate people that share. Some of y'all tell me stuff. Sometimes I forget things. You call me. Thank you. Never going to tell you, oh, I know about that. No, thank you. Even when people don't mean no harm, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. But some of you, if I came and I say, you know, I'll tell you, well, I know that. I know how you do this. I've been doing this for years. That's how your mind is. Why? Internally, there's confusion. When you're clear on the inside, it's very clear what God wants to do. You don't wrestle. You're looking for things that's going to help you go there. You don't go too far in the natural. You connect in the spirit with people. You love people. You want to be a help to people. But you're going forward. Why? Your relationship with God builds. You want to see God build you. You don't want other people to do. You don't want to be hiding in conferences and don't know what's going on and in churches and don't even know where your destiny is at. You don't want to do that. You want to see God's hand. But if you're internally confused, you sit there and wrestle. Well, Pastor, how am I going to do this? What you mean now? All these CDs, all this faith. We're going in a direction. Why? Because we start looking at our circumstances and let our minds remind us of our past instead of renewing our minds to the spirit of the future. What God is saying, you know, this is a good day. Things are going to happen great for you. You're going to go through trouble, but trouble not going to go through you. You're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but fear no evil. Why? Because God is with you. He didn't say there was no evil there. He told you, I'm with you, though. I'm with you. I'll keep you through the fire. That's why don't get your heart in these cars and houses and stuff. They can go. God said, I'm going to keep you, though. When you go through the fire, why? Because life is full of a journey that God is teaching you more about him. That doctrine about your stuff ain't going to work. The rich young ruler. Y'all remember that story? And the Bible said to him, say, sell all your stuff. Come follow. They say he got rich. because he obeyed God when he was younger. But he couldn't give it away because he bought into the riches. So he walked away sad. God gave him the riches, but his heart. Obedience will always bring you the blessing. But your destiny will not be fulfilled because you have blessings. Your destiny come to pass because you begin to renew your mind to where God is taking the church, where he's taking you. So though you got blessings, that's not a sign all the time. It's a sign God is there. But that don't mean you're going towards your destiny. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing. Another reason why things don't happen when it comes to prayer in your mind and stuff is because spiritual timing has not come yet. In other words, sometimes it takes time for things that's outside of our hand. It's just out of our hand. I can't help it that people, you know, the churches that are around us are bigger than us. Some things are out of our hand. It's spiritual timing. God knows that. And you have to trust God. When you've done what you're supposed to do and trying to do and keep building, then you have to trust God. I don't know why the big churches seem like they get more people, but the people are dead and all that until the shaking and that. That's God. I don't know. That's up to them. Why people would still go to these churches, I don't know. But you understand some things is in God's timing, and you release it. You release it. If you prayed to a God and ask him to heal your child and your child didn't get healed immediately, you release it. You just keep believing. Yeah. And you keep going through life. You don't say that that's the devil or what. You just keep believing God and you just keep on going. You keep on saying what God is saying and you say, God, your word will not come back void. That's all. You stay until you die talking like that. Amen. Trust in him. Believe in him. Because some things will happen, you'll know in time. Think about this. Some of the things that you know now, I always think about it, the Cosby Show, how they used to wear them sweaters and them, you know, them big glasses and stuff. You know, they just dress old in the 80s. Y'all remember the name belt, the belt with your name on it and stuff? We don't wear that now. But think about how you look when you look at your old yearbook. You see how you think? That's how you would be in the spirit. That's how you'll be. You'll be like, I wore that. When the girls used to wear that mushroom and that down in the back, and they used to come with the hair in the back of the head. Y'all ain't did that shit? Oh, sorry. But I'm just saying, think about how you, when you look at a past thing, you look at what you would have did differently. Yeah. Those of you that's been divorced, you can tell that. What you would have did differently. And you look at the maturity of what you know now because of where God brought you at now. And you look back. Some things, it just takes time. You weren't there. In other words, there's certain things, if you don't continually renew your mind, I can tell you, God can tell you, people can tell you what your future going to be. Even though it starts here. Starts right now. Some things, it just takes time. Are you with me? Another thing why you don't see breakthrough is it's common you got the wrong people around you. The people around you are not helping you build where God want to take you. And you minimize your associate. You think you can talk to anybody and they don't build you, but you're going to get there. It don't work like that. As long as people are tearing you down in your circle, in your circle meaning they got your cell phone number, they come to your house, they know you. You talk to them. Some of you still deceived to think, oh, I don't talk to them that much. But you talk to them every week. You're just in deception. These people are dead weight. And you have to come to conclusion, you know what? This is what's stopping me. These people, sometimes you can look at people and it drain you. You just look because it's like, oh, man. Because the people don't put no challenge in you. Then there are people you can talk to and they just make you go, yes. Yeah. You know? Every time I walk through the church and I see, you know, they have Isaac TV on, and I see Pastor Stephen preaching, I say, oh, I'm going back for round two. Yes. When I get back over there because I ain't going to be tired this time. In other words, people challenge you. But then there's people that'll pull at you. You don't make that decision, nothing will happen. Are you with me? So if you're going to, again, if you're going to develop the mind of a breakthrough believer, you got to make sure that these things are in place. Practical things that you can do is make sure you hear the word from God and get it clear in your spirit. Get it clear in your spirit. Then begin to think about what can bring that word to pass. The resources. God told me that I can have a house. Then I need to go and see 6 different things that can bring me that. These are just practical ways. Line them up. Do not, when you're carnal and you're dead, you X out stuff without even going and checking. They're not going to approve me. You ain't even been. How can favor happen for you? Somebody could just look at you. But you don't even go. You just quit. That means you ain't getting nothing. You ain't ready yet. You put those 6 things down. You go through it. And then you say, you know what? What could I do? I got to clear my spirit. The Lord says, time now for me to go forward. You keep meditating on that thing. You keep building it. Every day, there's something you're doing to aid. And you find, you mentally put a picture in your head of the resources you need. And the more you put it in your head, guess what happened? It becomes smaller. It becomes reachable. $100,000 becomes $10,000. Because if God's going to bring it, you know his bank account is not neglected. So the moment you get in God, now you can say, you know what? I'm going to go to these programs. I'm going to go here. I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this because I'm going to exhaust everything that I can. That's where your faith is at. You don't come back when somebody talking to you about it and because you had a bad day and Eric out here giving out flyers, nobody called in 6 months, and I'm talking to Eric and he just like, yeah, man, the people ain't doing nothing. He don't believe it. You can live out of your belief when it comes from God in your spirit. That's how you get your mind changed. You tell your mind it's going to happen now. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know who, but it's going to happen. And every day you get up, you be the same way. You cannot build what God is building from within you when you got internal confusion. How? You still battling with your God and God, God. Seek first the kingdom of God, but you still seek it. You don't know that you still got yourself in the way. All this is confusion. So the word come, it won't come. Picture in your mind the resources. Expand your mind now to think, how will it look when the word is fulfilled? Get it in your mind. See, I'll use, for example, this facility. We got it. We close on it. But that's only half the battle. I have to say, which one of y'all got $100,000 that's going to give this? Who? Am I going to rise up and do this? Because we're going to pay this building off. We don't need that much. But I'm saying the air conditioning unit and all this other stuff. We're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to believe God, and the person that give going to give it the right way. Yeah. Not no other way. How could we do that? If God, if I walk out here in the next door neighbor, I know y'all might think this is small, but faith works like that. That basketball court, a guy came and knocked on the church, say, we got this court for you. It starts with that. I remember a word Dr. David gave last year, the city will be at your door. We were sitting right there and the man came to the door starting to give. See, you'll think, oh, that's nothing. No, but that's big. That's all I got right now. That's not the 100,000, but I got a basketball rim that somebody came and gave that we could use. That's a seed that I will meditate on until I can see more. That's my proof that it does work. It may not be what I think. I may not even know what to think yet. But don't tell me it don't work. The city will be at your door. They'll begin to beckon you. They'll begin to see that. How? Because you expand your mind based off what you see. It takes discipline, but you can do it. Yeah. Anytime you hear somebody saying, I don't know, and they sound doubtful, or not, they don't believe. Yeah. It's not in their spirit. When it's in your spirit, you'll tear down every house looking. Yes. How you doing? Let me look in here. Let me see. What this one going? You do that. You do it as a hobby. You're just doing it. When you're serious about it, you go everywhere. Why? Because you know it's not if, but when. Yeah. And when it's in your spirit, and you know when kingdom transformation is more aggressive. You go after it. You go after it. You go after it. I'm talking about the mindset of a breakthrough believer when it comes to mind. You got to be mentally strong. You got to build like that. You got to expand your thinking. Some of us, we don't expand the way we think. We think natural about stuff that God's saying be spiritual. When it comes to your job and stuff like that, well, I know it's difficult how you're going to pay bills and stuff. We didn't say you don't work and stuff, but how you work. I can show you even in the natural, hundreds and thousands of people that's less than 40 that's free from working the rest of their life. It's all kind of ways you can do it. But some of us, we ain't even thought about that. We're just looking at the natural way. Well, this is how we've been doing it. Why? Because you don't expand your mind. You limit yourself. What if God called you to Africa, but you're sitting in America? God ain't geographic. But your mind is here. It ruins it. It'll choke out God. Mentally, you have to expand your capacity in order to embrace, to open up your mind. Let your spirit tell your mind what to do. And not vice versa. So when that word come in, you clear. It's not clear to you when I say we're going to Orangeburg, we're going to do this, and it's going to speed up. You're still trying to catch us. How? How am I going to do this? I can't, you know, I can't do this. Some of you been here mostly all these years. Like, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You can't be here that long and not know what I'm saying. You thought we playing? I'm telling you now, 20 or 12, it's going to speed up because of what God is doing. We are the remnant. What if we might be the only church in this city that God is using to spark other churches? Yeah. I know we don't have to be, but I'm just saying, a lot is weighing on us. But you got everybody, I got to align myself. I got to go to another level by next week. You stay the same. Everything we struggle, because what? Internally you're struggling. The same struggles as in there in the world or come into church when you don't clear yourself. Whenever the church don't renew their minds, eventually the world will creep into the church. Because we're not going to act out anything. We'll just be celebrating and we'll buy our own little theology. Oh, I'm blessed. God bless me. We limiting God just for a house. Nobody gets saved all year. We just a house, a car. That's what the Lord bless us with. Food to eat. We cannot take nations like that. Mentally, you got to be strong. Mentally, you got to begin to expand your thinking. How can I do it like this? That's what makes you want to open up to more spiritual people. Because they have the capacity to do that. How can a man carry a city in his spirit? That's what make you want to get closer in the spirit world. But when you're not interested in that, you want to, some of us, we mix the world the way we want to do it and then what God is doing. So we go in the world and we think, you know, your business, like I said, the business people, you have to put these things in perspective. Yeah. You don't let this stuff consume you to the point where that's all you do. And then you make it all what God doing through you. When I begin to allow that to happen, guess what? It'll choke out the many-membered body that the real world will see. You dim our light. They're not going to care about one individual person that's prosperous. If Eric bring in $90 million, he'll still sit on that chair right there. He'll still sit right here. He won't be elevated, put on the board just No, it don't work like that. Why? Because God just used them, and that money is to do something for the kingdom. Yeah. It's not for us to go get rich. It's time for us to go build. Yeah. It's a lot of work out there, but we got to build it. Yeah. How do we build it? You begin to build it with your mind. The mind is how you begin to build, construct. I can tell the way you are internally by how you think. So a man thinketh, so is he. The way you think. If you think confused about the crusade, confused about me, confused about what we're doing, then that's because internally you're confused. Yeah. And some of you have seen that as you grow and you look at people different. And now that you grow, you say, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was. Why? The people didn't change, you change. You begin to grow. Are you with me? Amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you, Lord God.